children, you all are welcome to the grade 10 English lesson on Rohono Gurugedara Education Program. I am Kumudu Edirveera, in-service advisor from Tangol Education Zone. Today, I am going to discuss with you a writing activity. Yes, children, I'm going to discuss with you a writing activity. It is on describing places. So, we are going to write a description of a place. This is a very important lesson for your O-level examination. Especially, this subject area is tested at your O-level examination. That is test 8 in your paper. Most probably, you get two topics to select one. Out of those two topics, one topic can be a description of a place. Last year, in 2020, the topic was a place I like to visit. So, it is obvious that you have to learn how to describe a place. There, in this question, you are given 5 marks and you have to write 50 to 60 words in the answer. Again, I will tell you about the question 8. The paper. 5 marks are given for this question and you have to write 50 to 60 words for the answer. 50 to 60 words for the answer. Okay, children, now let's move on to our lesson. First, I will read a description of my school. Listen it very carefully and follow the way the sentences are written. Yes, you have to follow the way the sentences are written. Yes, children, I think you are ready to listen. Okay. Our topic is my school. My school is Sujata Balika Vidyalaya. It is situated in Mathara district. It is a big reputed school. Area. There are classes from grade 6 to 13. There are about 2000 students and 150 teachers in my school. Our teachers are good and talented. Our principal is Mrs. Sumetra Disanayake. She is a great character. There is a big library in my school. And also there is a good swimming pool in my school. There are many new buildings in my school. My school is a pleasant place for all of us. I love my school very much. Okay, children, I will read the description again, so I think you can follow the sentence structures well. My school is Sujata Balika Vidyalaya. It is situated in Mathura district. It is a big reputed school in the area. There are classes from grade 6 to 13. There are about 2000 students and 150 teachers in my school. Our teachers are good and talented. Our principal is Mrs. Sunetra Disanayake. She is a great character. There is a big library in my school. And also, there is a good swimming pool in my school. There are many buildings in our school. My school is a pleasant place for all of us. I love my school very much. Right, children? I read the description and you listened it very carefully. So I think you could follow the sentence structures well. Now, shall we recall the things in the description? First one is the name of the school. The second one is the location, where it is. The third one is the nature of the school. Third one is the nature of the school. There, in this sentence, you could listen. Whether it is a girl's school, boy's school or mixed school. And also you can write whether it is a big school or a small school. Fourth one is number of teachers and students. Fourth one is number of teachers and students. You have to write how many teachers and students are there in the school. You have to write how many teachers and students are there in the school. Fifth one is the qualities of the teachers. Using that sentence, you can say they are kind, clever, helpful and supportive. Number six sentence, that is name of the principal. It is a very easy sentence. Number seven is the qualities of your principal. In this sentence, you can write he is good, helpful, supportive and talented. Good, helpful, supportive and talented. Eighth one and ninth one are about the things available in the school. We use the sentence there is. For example, there is a swimming pool. The next sentence is also about things available. There we wrote a plural sentence. There were many new buildings in my school. I think you can remember that sentence. The singular sentence is there is a swimming pool. The plural sentence is there are many new buildings. And also you can see there are many beautiful flower plants in our school. Like that, you can write the things available in the school. Then, I like this way to introduce you to write a description about a place. Okay, children, now you will be given an activity in your worksheet. I think you have the worksheet with you. Look at the activity on the worksheet. There is a mind map. Complete the mind map using the information given in the box. Please pay your attention. When you fill in the boxes, you have to follow a proper order. Okay, children, what do you have to do now? You have to fill in the boxes in the mind map using correct order of the information given. Now, shall we read the given information in the box? Yes, I will read the information given in the box. Number 1, Mr. Nalanda Disanayake. Number 2, Tangol National College. Number 3, classes from grade 3 to 13. Number 4, a great character. Number 5, about 1,000 students and 60 teachers. Number 6, a swimming pool. Number 7, a computer lab. Number 8, good and talented. Number 9, a mixed school. Number 10, situated in Hambantota district. Okay, children, which number you can use in the first box? Which number you can use in the second box? Yes, shall we see? Tangol National School should go to the first box. Situated in Hambantota district should go to the second box. A mixed school for the third box. Classes from grade 1 to 13 for the fourth box. About 1,000 students and 60 teachers for the fifth box. Good and talented for the sixth box. Mr. Nalanda Disanayake is for the seventh box. A great character is for the eighth box. computer lab for the 9th box and a swimming pool for the last box. I think your answers are correct. Okay children, now there are 10 points. I think you can write 10 sentences using these 10 points. Okay, shall we write those sentences? I will help you. Shall we write these sentences? I will help you. My school is Tangol National College. The first sentence, my school is Tangol National College. It is situated in Hambantota district. It is situated in Hambantota district. It is a mixed school. It is a mixed school. There are classes from grade 3 to 13. There are classes from grade 3 to 13. There are about 1000 students and 60 teachers in my school. There are about 1000 students and 60 teachers in my school. Number 6. Our teachers are good and talented. Our teachers are good and talented. Our principal is Mr. Nalanda Dishanayake. Our principal is Mr. Nalanda Dishanayake. He is a great character. He is a great character. There is a computer lab in my school. There is a computer lab in my school. There is a swimming pool in my school. Okay children, to practice this activity and to practice writing skill further, we have to do the second activity too. Look at your worksheet. It is also a mind map. It is about my village. As we did in the first activity, you have to do this activity too. Yes children, as we did in the first activity, you have to do this activity too. Read the places given in the box and complete the mind map. Read the places given in the box and complete the mind map. Okay children, shall we read the sentences parts given in the box? I will read the given sentences parts. First one, love and respect my village. Second one, a big tank in my village. Third one, many farming lands in my village. Fourth one, a big village. Fifth one, Samagipura. Sixth one, situated in Hambantota district. Seventh one, a farming village. Eighth one, very calm and beautiful. Eighth one, very calm and beautiful. Number nine, good and polite. Number nine, good and polite. Last one, number 10, about 50 families in it. Last one, about 50 families in it. Right, children, now let's see where these places go in your mind map. Number 1, Samagipura. The number 1, Samagipura. It means the word Samagipura should go to box number 1. Right. Okay, I will tell you the numbers. Samagipura is the first one. Second one, situated in Hambantota district. Number 2, situated in Hambantota district. Number 3, a big village. Number 3, a big village. Number 4, about 50 families in it. Number 4, about 50 families in it. Number 5, good and polite. Number 5, good and polite. Number 6, a farming village. Number 6, a farming village. Number 7, many farming lands in my village. Many farming lands in my village. Then number 8, very calm and beautiful. Very calm and beautiful. Number 9, yes children, number 9, a big tank in my village. Number 9, a big tank in my village. Then the last one, love and respect my village. Yes children, I think you got the order of the information. Now, shall we write a description of my village using this information? Right? I will help you to write it. My village is Samagipura. My village is Samagipura. It is situated in Hambantota district. It is situated in Hambantota district. It is a big village. There are about 50 families in it. They are good and polite. It is a farming village. There are many farming lands in my village. They are very calm and beautiful. There is a big tank in my village. I love and respect my village. Okay children, now I think you wrote the essay and do more practices in the school with your teacher of English. Now I would like to summarize the things we wrote. First we wrote the name of the place, then the location, then the nature, whether it is big, small or beautiful. After that, the things available using there are the eyes pattern. Right. Likewise, we wrote the essay very simply, only using very few sentences. Right. Then I want to tell you something important for your examination. These are the common topics we get for our examination to describe places. I think this lesson will help you more for your examination. Thank you very much for joining us with this lesson on Ruhunu Gurugedara Education Program.